Everyone, it's Angel. I love Oscar Wilde. I don't know if you know him, well, of him, but he is fantastic. And his quotes really speak to me. And if you know him, you'll know instantly, just from my name, that my favorite quote by him is, "The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it. Resist it, and your soul grows sick with longing for the things it has forbidden itself, with desire for what its monstrous laws have made monstrous and unlawful." And the first part was fantastic. The only way to get rid of temptation is to yield to it, is to give way to it, to give in to it, to let yourself enjoy that temptation. I am a very strong believer in that. The singer Pink says it absolutely best. I saw this in an interview once where someone had asked her, "What is your favorite guilty pleasure?" She's like, "I don't feel guilty for any of my pleasures." And I absolutely feel the same way. If it makes me happy, if it makes me feel good, if it excites me, and I'm not hurting anyone, then I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. But then Oscar Wilde goes further and says, resist it, and your soul gets sick. Your soul, I mean, you're missing a part of you. There's something you want to do. There's something inside of you for whatever reason, and for whatever reason, you're not letting yourself do it. Maybe you feel guilty, maybe you think it's impossible, maybe it's hard or takes work or it's not time for that yet. But that longing just makes you sick, and then you build up this desire inside of you. But then he says, you know, it becomes this monstrous and unlawful thing. And when you think about that, when you think about something you want, and then, like, look at the definition of monstrous, because I like definitions, I like words. So, okay, the definition of monstrous is having the ugly or frightening appearance of being a monster. Inhumanly or outrageously evil or wrong. There's nothing that you want that is wrong, that is monstrously, outrageously evil or wrong. I mean, as a good person who just wants to do the best, that's just getting through day by day, there's nothing, no desire that you could come up with that is outrageously evil. I'm pretty darn certain about that. And to just completely forbid yourself, to just tell yourself, that's not for me. I mean, there are some things we do just accept. There are some things that just happen in our life that make things impossible to ever happen again. But so much of the things we long for and desire, we still have an opportunity for. And that makes you wonder, like, what do you want? You know, what is tempting you? What feels like temptation? What physically moves you because you don't have it in your life? There's got to be something. I mean, we accomplish so much in our lifetime. We set goals, achieve them, but there's always more. And it's good. Never feel bad because you're striving to be better yourself, that you're striving to have more in your life. As long as you're not hurting anyone. As long as you're a contributing member to society, as long as you're a good person, don't ever make yourself feel bad because you want more out of life. Because there's so much out there. And then you have to wonder, what's in my way? Why don't I have this? Why is this thing that I desire so deeply that tempts me from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep? You know, what is your last thought at night? What is your first thought when you wake up? Like, what are those things that move you and drive you? Or what are those things that you don't allow yourself to think about? you know, because you don't want to get your hopes up. You don't want to think about it. And maybe some people just don't want to jinx themselves if I think about it. Like my parents always get me a AAA membership for Christmas every year. And that's awesome. But I never want to talk about it. I never want to think about it. I never want to open it. I just always put the new one where it needs to go. Put the little thing on my keychain. Because I never want to think about it or look at it. Because I feel like if I do, then I'm going to need it. And I've never needed it. And here I am, like, talking about it. So I'll let you know if the jinx thing works. But yeah, sometimes, I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I'll think of something that I want so desperately. But I just stop all thought. Like, I just stop that train right where it is and make everybody get off. And it needs to go back to where it came from. Because I don't want to think those things through, because then I have expectations of something. And sometimes expectations just bum you out. But how are you ever going to know that's what you want? How are you ever, ever, ever going to know that's what you truly desire if you haven't thought it out? Because what if you think it out and you're like, no, I'm really okay with my life not having that in it. So it's so important to think through those things, to figure out what you really want and how you can get it. And I hate to tell you this, but it's very true. Nothing is impossible. You are absolutely capable of whatever in your head you think you want. You're absolutely capable of obtaining it. I swear to you, I know. I am sorry to tell you that. Whenever I like remind myself that, I'm like, shit, but that means I have to work for it. It's not that I'm a lazy person. But some goals are bigger than others, and I'm kind of ridiculous with my goals, and I like to think really big, and I think that's partly growing up on Disney, and I've had failures, of course, but how are you ever going to know if you can do it if you don't try? And I'm really not a fan of excuses. They don't get us anywhere. You know, you have those friends that just make excuses for why they didn't do something or why their life is the way it is or whatever. And excuses, I mean, sometimes they're very valid, but I try so hard not to make them. I don't even let myself think them because it doesn't help me. It doesn't explain anything. It doesn't get me any further. It's just like, this happened because of this. Okay, great. We know. And just keep going. Did that make any sense? I'm a little tired. I mean, we all have rules we have to follow. There's processes and order of operations that need to take place for us to get to a certain place we want to be. But we need to be doing them to get to the things we really want. So, if you're doing those things, if you're working towards a goal, if you're working towards something that you desire, if there's a place you want your life to be at, are you working towards it? Are you trying? I sound naggy. I sound like that naggy girl. Are you doing everything you should be doing? But it's kind of just like a checkup. But yeah, some people don't know what they want out of life. Some people get stuck at certain spots in their life. And we all get there. So sometimes, especially right now, because I'm recording this about a week before the new year. So I always like to reflect, and I always get so excited about the new year. This year was fine. This is a good year. I have nothing to complain about. We all have things to complain about, certainly, but overall, I mean, it's not like I'm in a hurry to get this year over with, but I like the thought of a new year. I like the feeling of that freshness to start things new again. I found, I'm turning pages. Hold on, I have notes. I found these quotes. And I like quotes. I mean, obviously, if you've listened to any of my pillow talks, you know. But I like this. You can be excited about the future. The past won't mind. And Hilary de Piano said that. And then Alfred Lord Tennyson said, "Hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering, it will be happier." And I like that because even though I had a pretty happy year, it's always good to want to be happier. It's that whole thing about always wanting more. And it's not an ungrateful more, a greedy, gluttonous more of wanting more things. Or better things or anything like that. What I mean is just a happier life, a more fulfilling life. That's what I mean when I say wanting more. So, yeah. So I just wanted to support you and let you know that anything your heart desires, anything that you really desperately want out of life, don't hesitate to think it through. Don't be afraid to let those thoughts be entertained from time to time to set outrageous goals and then make a plan to get there. Because it's your life and you deserve to be happy. Everyone has so many different beliefs. I never share those because it doesn't matter what I think about those things. The one thing that always makes me feel a little bit better about everything is, you know, you can believe that this world's a good place or a bad place or whatever you want to believe, but I just have so much trouble believing that I'm meant to suffer. I mean, bad things happen. We get sick, we lose jobs, all sorts of things happen. Yep, relationships end, all that stuff happens, that's life, but that's making us into who we are. And you can either be a better person about it or you can learn from it and grow from it and start the next day fresh and be happy. So I really want all of you to just really try for everything your heart desires because you deserve it. You really do. I swear to you. I know I've never talked to any of you. We'll never meet any of you, but I promise you are absolutely worth it. You are worth it. There's no doubt in my mind or my heart that you are worth every little bit of happiness that you want. So don't ever be afraid to try and go out there and get it, because you'll get it, I promise. If you keep trying and be patient and stay focused, you'll get there. I promise you will. All right, everyone. I hope you're wonderful and I'll talk to you all very soon.